Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and this is so exciting. This is great. Legendary actress Diane Cannon on with us today. Diane, how are you?
I'm blessed. How are you, Randy?
I am blessed to talk to you. This is great. Diane is the executive producer of the much-talked-about miniseries Archie, which is airing on BritBox, and that chronicles the life of screen legend Cary Grant, and is partially based on Diane's New York Times bestseller memoir, Dear Cary, which chronicles her marriage to Cary Grant. And Diane, before we get into let me just tell you, what a career you have had and are having. I mean, so many great movies. One of my favorites is Heaven Can Wait. What a great movie that was.
Oh, that was a good movie. Thank you, Randy.
That was so good.
I like that, too.
Do you have a favorite of all the films that you've made?
I really don't. I wish I did, but each one was a different experience. Each one taught me new lessons. Each one offered me new parts. I guess if I had to pick one that stood out above all the others, it might be Bob Carroll Ted and Ella.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that was your first Oscar nomination for that film. When that came out, and a lot of people may not remember this, but when that came out, it was like a sex comedy, and man, it was controversial. I get the feeling, Diane, you kind of like to stir it up.
You got me. Nobody ever got me that fast. You got me. I love it. I love stirring it up.
You got such a great laugh. When that movie came out, what was the reaction from people around you?
Well, because it was so far ahead of its time. Now you look at four people in bed and you say, oh, okay.
Yeah, right.
But then it was, wait a minute, what just, are they doing?
Just a regular Tuesday.
Exactly. Exactly. The world has gone so far the other way.
Yeah.
But this was, as you say, I love your expression, stirred it up. It definitely stirred it up and caused a lot of, but it made the movie a lot of money. And in fact, they've tried to do remakes of it. They tried to do a remake with Brad Pitt. Didn't work.
Yeah.
So there you go. It was our cast and it was our film and Paul Mazursky. As a matter of fact, his daughter, Jill Mazursky, and I are working on another film right now, a comedy that she has co-written, and it's so good. And we're going to be doing that very soon.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. We're talking to Diane Cannon here on the National Defense. Let's talk about your daughter, Jennifer. So when you were married to Cary Grant, she was born when he was 62, if I have that right.
I think you're right.
And so how was their relationship at that point, you know, as she grew up and kind of got to know him?
Well, father, you know, a father-daughter relationship is so different from a wife-husband relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So we see different aspects of him as from the point of view of a daughter than a wife. And they got along very well. He was a good daddy.
Well, and, you know, he's just from the trailer of this. This looks so good. It's called Archie. It's airing on BritBox. And Cary Grant kind of conflicted, right? Because he was born Archibald Leach, and he kind of became, he made Cary Grant, right?
He invented Cary Grant. He had such a horrific childhood. Really, no child should ever have to go through what Cary experienced. And just by the grit and determination of his character, he went on to become one of the biggest movie stars in the world, which should be encouraging to anyone out there that has had a rough childhood. Cary was abandoned. It was horrible. I don't want to ruin the miniseries for anybody that's going to watch it, but it should give anyone hope because he went on to become one of the biggest movie stars that has ever lived. And this was at a time before the internet. Can you imagine?
Yeah, well, and I mean, everything, I mean, the whole time that he was acting, too, I mean, stock market crash, I mean, so many different things, but he persevered, and he kind of became this really iconic person that everybody wanted to know about. So how was it when you got him? You, I mean, you were married for what, 3 years?
Oh, I think a little more than that, but the thing is, love, he pursued me for about 8 months. I kept saying no. Why did I say no? Because he was older than my father. There were rumors of LSD.
Right.
And my little voice just kept saying, don't go there. Don't do it. And I held on to that for like 6 to 8 months, and then I let go of that.
At one point you go, wait a minute, this is Cary Grant.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And my girlfriends used to say, well, if you don't want to go, give them my number.
Right.
And but, you know, I think there was something in that, too. I think the basic nature of a man many times is that he wants the challenge and he wants to pursue. And Cary was used to getting his own way. So when I kept saying no, because I used to think, wait a minute, there are all these gorgeous women around him, Sophia Loren, all these women. What does he see in me? And I think, honestly, I think part of it was the fact that he couldn't have me.
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
I really think that.
I'll bet. We're talking to Diane Cannon. Well, the other part, you know, you're gorgeous. I mean, smart, gorgeous. You're doing your own thing, and that had to be, especially at that time, Diane, a woman that is making her own way, that had to be pretty attractive and rare, right?
I think it was. Nobody has ever said that. You know, that's very profound, because that was the very thing he set about to change. He used to say, you've got this wild nature, I love it, and then he set about to tame it, you know? And stop me from working and change the way I dressed and change the way I wrote things. And so that was very profound what you just said. Yeah, that was part of it too.
Oh, you've always projected that to me, just a strong woman. We're talking to Diane Cannon here on The National Defense, the miniseries Archie, which is airing on BritBox about Cary Grant. And, you know, Cary seemed like, I'm not surprised that he tried to change you, because he changed himself so much, and I guess he tried to change other people around him. But did you have, during the marriage, was it fun?
In the beginning, before we were married, it was amazingly wonderful. It was so good. It changed when we got married, not because of the fact of marriage, but I think because it brought up the horrors of his childhood to such a degree that he had to make me leave him before he would be abandoned again. That was part of it.
Who is this wonderful young lady that plays you in this miniseries? I looked up...
Her name is Laura Eichmann, and she is delightful.
Oh, my gosh.
Personally, I
looked up a picture of you at that same age. Man, is that remarkable. I mean, she really kind of nails it.
Oh, I'm so grateful that you liked her and like it, because she's terrific. Not only is she a great young girl, but she's very talented. And I must add that Jason Isaacs is brilliant as Cary.
Oh, yes. When I first saw him, I thought it was somebody else. Another actor, a very acclaimed actor. And the fact that he pulls that off, did you have to coach him? Did you have to tell him some things? I know you executive produced this. Little things about Cary that kind of helped him?
Absolutely. We spent hours, many, couldn't total them, many hours talking with questions. Both he and Laura riddled me with questions, with things that weren't in the book, with things that could help them get to the portrayal of these people. It's not easy to play someone else. And it's not easy to have someone playing you because
right.
who can play you? You know, nobody can really play us or act us, but the two of them came very close.
Yeah, when I first saw a picture of him, I thought it was De Niro. I thought they had done a makeup job on Robert De Niro. And, I mean, very few people could pull off the role of Cary Grant. I mean, come on.
I think you're right. I was really nervous about that. He does it.
I got to ask you about this, Diane. So there, you know, I don't know if this is rumor, speculation. I don't know what it is, but I read that Cary at some point lived with Randolph Scott for like 11 years. Is that true?
Right. Yes. And there were rumors that Cary was gay. If that was so, I never saw an indication of it while we were married. If that happened before we were married, honestly, I don't know. When we discussed it, I asked him straight out, saying, you know, whatever it is, are you gay? And he said, no. The way he answered it was so brilliant, really. He said, I've loved many people at many different times in my life.
what a Cary Grant answer. Oh, my gosh. I mean, you talk about suave. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Dan, I cannot wait to see
and
this.
And you know, that's one of the points of this film, of this miniseries, because we look at people and we tend to think that out there, when we are looking at someone, that their life is so amazing and they're so happy and they have all these wonderful things and their life must just be heaven. When in fact, Cary spent most of his life trying to sort out his childhood. And it wasn't easy for him. It was hell.
Wow. Yeah, I can't wait to see this. Archie, which is airing on BritBox. Diane, thank you so much for the time. Please keep stirring it up.
Oh, God bless you. What a wonderful thing. Thank you, love, and you too. Let's stir it up together.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.